Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Hour two of two, and the goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. So last hour, we talked about Fox News announced that they're going to hire Larry Kudlow. They're adding him to the lineup. That was the top economic advisor for Trump. You kind of got to go, whoa, the revolving door of the media and the Trump administration and all other government administrations are just, wow, it's shocking. Trump tries to attack the media, but then, hey, Kudlow and McEnany and all these people come from the media and go back to the media, you know, after the government service there. The U.S. House provides no evidence, no witnesses. And now that Trump's out of office, they don't even have authority to impeach, but they're starting today at 1 o'clock. Facebook, believe it or not, was most used to promote and organize the events that took place at the Capitol on January 6th. But of course, why isn't Facebook being tried for treason? Why isn't Facebook being called out for insurrection? The most important elements of the impeachment trial we talked about last hour, how it's going to work, etc., etc. But Senator Rand Paul accused Democrats of having a double standard when it comes to speech and the incitement of violence. No doubt about it. Senator Rand Paul says that this impeachment is the antithesis of unity. Amen to that reality check. And so Rand Paul referred last hour. We played his speech before the Senate. And he talked about several Democrats that have really had some hardcore rhetoric, to say the least. And we're going to play some of those sound bites so that you get a flavor of exactly what Rand Paul was referring to. Let's start with a flashback of when Kamala Harris joked about killing Donald Trump and Mike Pence. And you could say, oh, Sam, it's just a joke. Yeah, maybe. But can the Vice President, Kamala Harris, before she's president, really make jokes like this? And that's fine. But President Trump can't say things like, let's peacefully and patriotically go to the Capitol? So that's the problem with this narrative. Now, you understand Kamala Harris has got a lot of problems. Number one, I mean, it's pretty much evidence she slept her way to the top. Secondly, in addition to all that, you say, you know what, Kamala Harris, she's got a lot of problems. Inciting of violence against the current sitting president at the time, Donald J. Trump. Here's the soundbite.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either...
Oh, by the way, she's on with Ellen. Let me set it up, I guess. She's on with Ellen. And Ellen asks her a question, and here's the response. Here's how it goes.
President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
All right, let's start over and get this right. Sorry about this, folks.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
Wait a minute. Kamala Harris just said, does one of us have to come out alive? And then Ellen and others just go, are you kidding me right now? Okay, this is unhinged. This is crazy. Okay? Now, you could say, well, she's just joking, but my response is, this is the lady that has communist ties. This is the lady that slept her way to the top. This is the lady now that's inciting violence against President Trump. Are we going to impeach Kamala about it? This is the lady, by the way, that's not even qualified to be president. I don't know if you know that, but she's sitting in the queue as vice president, tiebreaker in the Senate right now. But she doesn't even have the credentials to be president. She's not even qualified. Neither of her parents were American when she was born. Okay? And this is where we had a problem with Barack Obama and him not being constitutionally qualified to serve as president. Kamala Harris has got the problem worse than Barack did. And I'll tell you why it's worse. You say, well, what do you mean worse, Sam? Well, we don't have the details on Barack. We struggled to get him. Donald promised to get him for us, but he never did, right? But on Kamala Harris, we do have the pay dirt. She's not constitutionally qualified to be president. All right? Now, if you don't think that Kamala Harris is bad enough, What about Senator Chuck Schumer's unhinged threatening of Supreme Court justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh? Did you hear this soundbite?
I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions? What is Chucky Baby talking about? Now, if you're Rand Paul and you hear phrases like, you won't know what hit you, remember Rand Paul's the senator that was mowing his lawn and he got attacked by his neighbor and he literally had part of his lung removed and his ribs cracked and he was in the hospital and because he didn't know what hit him. This is the violence from the other side that Rand Paul has experienced two times. One time when he got beat up by his neighbor, when his neighbor literally assaulted him when he wasn't looking, a cheap shot to say the least. But he also knows it because of the shooting that took place of Steve Scalise and others. Rand was there. So Rand Paul has experienced this. Now you got this flashback of Kamala Harris joking about violence, threatening literally President Trump, Mike Pence, and what's his name from Alabama? Jeff Sessions, right? Now you got unhinged, whacked out Chuck Schumer directly threatening Supreme Court Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. Well, if that's not enough, what about Maxine Waters? Okay? She commits sedition, literally threatening violence against the whole Trump administration. Listen to this.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere. And Mr. President, we will see you every day, every hour of the day, everywhere that we are, to let you know you cannot get away with this. Thank you so very much.
Wait a minute. You're not welcome anywhere? Push back? Create a crowd? Doesn't matter where they are?
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store,
literally go to a restaurant, go to a department store, anywhere you are in public or wherever,
at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd.
You get out and you create a crowd?
And you push back on them.
You push back on them. What does that mean, to push back on them?
And you tell them they're not welcome.
You tell them they're not welcome?
Anymore,
anywhere.
Mr. President.
Okay, we're going to bug you every hour, every minute of the day. This is insane rhetoric. So when you look at Kamala Harris joking about killing Trump and Pence and Sessions, Chuck Schumer threatening the Supreme Court justices, Maxine Waters literally committing sedition calls for violence against the complete Trump administration, now they're trying to create domestic terrorism laws. Right? Imagine that. They're trying to create domestic terrorism laws now because you and I are so violent, right? That they think they need to literally create these laws to stop the white supremacists and the Trump supporters. But these people are flat out violent. They're crazy violent. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't even know how to respond to this kind of stuff. Okay? I'm not supporting one bit what any of these Democrats are saying or doing. And I don't know who is, except for the unhinged Democrats that are going along with us. I don't know how to respond to it even. Because it's so over the top, so in your face, so inciting of violence. Now, let me be very clear indeed before we get to our next soundbite. All right? There are some Democrats and some Republicans that are not unhinged. Rand Paul speaking out boldly to reject violence. I concur with him. Let's not pretend unity like Biden is doing, while at the same time allowing all those around him to incite violence and not calling them out for it. That's a serious problem as well, Joe Biden. You preach peace and kindness, and your vice president literally joking about killing the opposition. Some of your key people speaking out blatantly in your face, bold. Yeah, this has got to stop. When we get back, I want to talk about Tulsi Gabbard. Do you know who she is? She's literally speaking out saying, you know what, these domestic laws are a big problem. If we create all these proposed domestic terrorism laws, they will directly undermine the principle of freedom. Boy, howdy, will they. Tulsi's right as rain on that, folks. We come back, we'll play her tidbit. She speaks out boldly and, in my humble opinion, quite eloquently about the problems. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. I'm Sam Bushman. Hard-hitting talk always on your radio, huh?
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yeah, some cooler heads prevail, thank heavens. Tulsi Gabbard saying, hey, you know what? A lot of these domestic terrorism laws, they're going to really violate liberty and freedom. You know who Tulsi is? She's from Hawaii. She ran for president, right? I wish we had a cooler head like her rather than a whacked out Joe, who on one hand preaches unity, but yet lets his unhinged counterparts, like his vice president, threaten members of the former United States president and vice president. And wow. All right, here's Tulsi. She's right as rain.
Former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii, Democrat, joins us now. Congresswoman, great to see you. I know you've just been out of the job for a week or two. Are you surprised they're pushing forward with this extra surveillance on would-be domestic terror?
It's so dangerous. You know, as you guys have been talking about, this is an issue that all Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Libertarians should be extremely concerned about, especially because we don't have to guess about where this goes or how this ends. When you have people like former CIA Director John Brennan openly talking about how he's spoken with or heard from appointees and nominees in the Biden administration who are already starting to look across our country for these types of movements similar to the insurgencies they've seen overseas, that in his words, he says, make up this unholy alliance of religious extremists, racists, bigots. He lists a few others and adds at the end, even libertarians.
Now, religious extremists at the top of the list, if you haven't noticed. And I've told you forever, they use all these other faux fault lines or whatever, fake fault lines, a male, female, black, white, everything else. Really, their goal is to eventually divide Christian and non-Christian. Are you a believer in Christ or are you not? Will you defend Christ or will you not? That's where they're headed, folks. Tulsi Gabbard continues.
So when you look at their process and they start looking at, okay, what characteristics right. are we looking for as we're building this profile of a potential extremist, what are we talking about? Religious extremists? Are we talking about Christians, evangelical Christians? What is a religious extremist? Is it somebody who's pro-life? I mean, where do you take this? You start looking at, okay, well, obviously you have to be a white person, obviously. Likely male, libertarians, well, if anybody who loves freedom, liberty, maybe has an American flag outside their house, or people who, you know, attended a Trump rally. Once you start walking this down the path, you see where it leads to a very dangerous undermining of our civil liberties, mm-hmm. our freedoms in our Constitution, and a targeting of almost half of the country.
Ewan Omar says this.
Now, by the way, Tulsi is right, except for she made a little mistake there. She talks about civil liberties. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no such thing as civil liberties. That's where the government grants you a privilege, pretends that it's a liberty, but whatever they can grant, they can take away. Never forget that. Liberties come from God. Rights come from God. Privileges, at the whim of those who are in power, come from government. Understand? Good. Now, Omar, this whacked-out extremist America-hating representative speaks out. Listen to what this is.
We already have laws on the books, sorry, but you are just going to have to learn to apply them. The other thing I thought was interesting, Congresswoman, I don't see any FBI demanding more tools. They feel they got the tools. These are congressional leaders or members who feel as though they're so freaked out by Trump supporters, they still can't understand why anyone would support him. They want to get to the bottom of it. And do you think the whole deprogramming of Trump supporters, this new buzzword among detractors and Democrats, has anything to do with this?
I think it does very directly. I think just on the FBI front, I read a great op-ed this morning from a former FBI agent who made a very strong case for why this new domestic terror law introduced by Adam Schiff is wrong and is directly going to undermine our constitutional rights and freedoms. This whole effort, whether you're talking about this bill or people saying that we have to deprogram these Trump cultists and people who voted for Trump because they've been radicalized, all of this just goes to further mm-hmm. tear our country apart. And it moves towards the thing Joe Biden said in his inauguration speech that he shouldn't happen, which is a dehumanization right. of your opponent. And that's where his voice is so necessary right now. He is right. the president of this country. He delivered this speech, his voice, himself, speaking to the American people. He needs to denounce people like John Brennan and their statements, bills like the one Adam Schiff put forward, and truly speak to the American people about how we must come right. together around, you know, the Constitution, around our Bill of Rights, around these rights that have been endowed to us by our Creator.
If he had your leadership ability, he would do it. Maybe he still will. That's why she ran for president. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so she's appealing to President Joe Biden, if you can call him president, and saying, you know what, we need his leadership. I agree, President Biden, if you can call him that, has literally said, we got to stop the violence. We got to stop the divide. We got to unify. We got to not dehumanize the debate or the discussion or the opponent. I agree with Biden's rhetoric. The problem with Biden's rhetoric is it reminds me of the Martin Luther King Jr. rhetoric. First off, his name is not even Martin Luther. His name was Michael, okay? But secondly, though, Martin would speak great words, or Michael, whatever. King would speak great words. Hey, I want to judge a man by the content of his character. Let's have no violence. Let's have peace. But then violence would break out wherever he went. And this is kind of where I'm thinking Joe Biden's similar. You know, Joe's speaking the right things in some ways. But you know what? Where is he to stop his vice president? You know what? Flashback when Kamala Harris joked about killing Trump and Pence, right? What about that? What about Chuck Schumer? Was he denounced by Joe? Was Kamala denounced by Joe? Was Maxine Waters denounced by Joe? So see, Joe's saying some of the right things, and I appreciate that. I agree with Tulsi. But what's interesting is Tulsi Gabbard, Rand Paul, and Joe Biden are all kind of saying the same thing. But how come we can't make any headway? And the answer is because these domestic proposed terrorism laws are directly undermining freedom. That's what they want to promote. Right now, I don't know if you know this, but Black Lives Matter and Antifa just marched in Washington, D.C. A couple of weeks ago. It was after the 6th event. But when they marched in D.C., they threatened to burn down Washington. Did you hear this from your mainstream press? I don't think so. But literally, BLM and Antifa march in D.C. threatened to burn down Washington. All right. Did you speak out against that, Joe? Well, I am right now. Okay, I spoke out against it, and I will continue to speak out against it because it's wrong. All right. That's what Rand Paul's talking about. That's what Tulsi Gabbard's talking about. You can say, well, Sam, you're just into the partisan Republican line. No, I'm not. I'm telling you that Joe's statements are right. He's a Democrat, right? Burn it down, Antifa says. We're talking about this Black History Month, right? Threats to burn it down chanted. BLM leader threatens to burn the White House down. Wow. Biden supporters threaten to burn down D.C. Antifa and BLM marched through D.C. chanting, burn it down. Whoa. What do you think of that, ladies and gentlemen? Is anybody speaking of that rhetoric? Those are the people that supports Joe. Protest leaders, by the way, when they threatened to burn it down, delivered lectures about race, Black and Indigenous lives to diners and restaurants, etc., getting in your face. Rioters' words loom large for senators set to weigh Trump's role in the attack. Wow. That's weird stuff, isn't it, folks? But that's what you see. Now, the debate gets even more strange, folks. Yeah. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's the one that lied and said she was so fearful for her life when the Trump supporters stormed the Capitol. And I debate that it was Trump supporters in the first place. It was people who want to ratchet up hate and violence and everything else. Primarily over the last 4 years, you've seen way more of it from Antifa and Black Lives Matter and rioters in the streets supporting the Democrats than the Republicans. But never mind. Projection is all the rage. But Ocasio-Cortez literally said, hey, I was so scared when they rioted the Capitol. She wasn't even in the building. She lied. But she made also another outrageous claim against the Texas senator, Mr. Ted Cruz. She said Ted Cruz tried to kill her.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate leadership announced on Monday that they have reached a deal in the framework for former President Trump's impeachment trial, which will start on Tuesday.
All parties have agreed to a structure that will ensure a fair and honest Senate impeachment trial of the former president.
The timeline would allow the trial to wrap up as early as next week if both sides agree not to call witnesses. Now with the news that Congress is considering lowering the income eligibility threshold for the third round of stimulus payments from $75,000 to $50,000 for individuals and from $150,000 for married couples to $100,000, some are calling it an attack on the middle class. Major League Baseball and the MLB Union reached an agreement Monday night on health and safety protocols that will cover the 2021 spring training and the regular season. Spring training is scheduled to begin February 17th. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced recently that football stadiums could be used for COVID-19 vaccine inoculation centers. One such stadium is already doing so. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
On Monday, President Biden and Vice President Harris got a virtual tour of a coronavirus vaccination center at a stadium in Glendale, Arizona.
State Farm Stadium is the first 24/7 vaccination site in Arizona. We are averaging between 8,000 and 9,000 vaccines per day.
The virtual tour being conducted by Dr. Kara Crist, director of the Arizona Department of Health Services. State Farm Stadium is host of the Arizona Cardinals NFL team. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Approximately 10% of the U.S. population has been vaccinated so far. Texas Republican Representative Ron Wright died Sunday, about 2 weeks after contracting COVID-19. The first sitting member of Congress to die of the virus, Wright had been undergoing treatment for cancer for years. USA Radio News.
So Ocasio-Cortez literally lied, made you believe she was in the Capitol building when it got, quote, raided, or whatever you want to call the thing. And she told you that she feared for her life and told these big old whopper, dishonest, fake news stories. Anyway, she got caught at it. Nobody cares, though, is the problem. When Democrats lie and do this, nobody cares. When the Republicans do it, it's absolutely meltdown. I disagree with any of them doing it, by the way. But nevertheless, she lied. No one cares about that, but now she's making outrageous statements against another senator. AOC basically said, I'm happy to work with Republicans on this issue where there's common ground, but you, speaking to Ted Cruz, almost had me murdered 3 weeks ago, so you can sit this one out, Ocasio-Cortez said. Happy to work with almost any other GP, or GOP senator or anybody else that aren't trying to get me killed, she went on. Now, then she was attacked by a lot of people for saying, wait, you can't say that kind of stuff. Okay. Ted Cruz didn't try to kill you. That's absurd. Well, she doubles down and continues her dishonest fake news lie. But of course, the media doesn't call her out on it. She's the darling of the press, don't you know? She even gets on the press and says, old men Republicans are just fascinated with me. They're just in love with me, is her kind of idea. But you know what? We're not. We just think she triggers a lot of people with a lot of dishonest statements that we feel like we need to call her out on. We're not in love with her by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, I think she's a socialist tramp, personally. And you know what? I'm entitled to my opinion. And you would say, Sam, don't say that about her. That's not very kind. You know what? When you lie and blatantly, dishonestly attack another like she's doing, it's wrong. And now she's doubling down on this lie that Ted Cruz tried to kill her. And she says this. AOC says she will not apologize for saying that Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz almost got her murdered during the January 6th Capitol riot. What do you think of that? What do you think of that? Okay, she will not apologize for saying that said Ted Cruz almost got her murdered. I don't get it. But nobody's attacking her for her refusal to apologize. So, you know what? I'm going to defend, in my opinion, AOC, the socialist tramp, for a second. And I'm not defending her because I think she's right. I think she's wrong as could be. In her insistence that Ted Cruz tried to have her killed, and in her lie that she was so threatened at the Capitol when she wasn't even there. Okay, I want to take issue with those fake news lies from her. But the reason that I call her a socialist tramp, I mean, she went from bartender to pretending she's got the moral high ground here. Right now, you can say, Sam, don't use that rhetoric. That's not very kind. And I am for civility, ladies and gentlemen. I am. But at the same time, I think you've got to call a spade a little bit. Right? You've got to be bold and direct enough to really highlight. She won't apologize for saying that another senator almost got her murdered. Okay, I got a problem with this. Okay, and nobody else is calling her out on this. But she's lying. She's dishonest. And she's unfairly promoting this. Ted Cruz didn't almost have her killed at the riots. She wasn't even in the building where it happened, first of all. Secondly, what did Ted Cruz do? Remember that we're saying Donald Trump's rhetoric was the problem. But now it's Ted Cruz's rhetoric. Why? Because Ted Cruz led the charge to say, we want to get to the bottom of the impeachment thing. I'm sorry. We want to get to the bottom of the vote fraud thing. And so she's kind of saying, since you were doing that, you almost got me killed. But you look at the unhinged statements from Maxine Waters, Chuck Schumer, Kamala Harris. And then you look at Tulsi Gabbard saying, let's settle this down a little bit. Joe Biden's right. BLM and Antifa march in D.C., threaten to burn down Washington. And Ocasio-Cortez is still telling you that, I felt threatened in the Capitol when they came in. She wasn't even there. Now she won't apologize for saying that a senator literally threatened, literally almost had her murdered. I don't even know really how to respond to this stuff, ladies and gentlemen, because it's just so hostile, so dishonest, so immoral, what she's saying. Right? How do you handle that kind of stuff? What can you do to stop Ocasio-Cortez? The media doesn't seem to care, do they? Think about it. Is the media saying anything about it? How can they just let this go and not speak out against it? Like they should be speaking out against it. Ocasio-Cortez is out of control. Right? Now, what if you just type in AOC to Google? I'm going to do this. I'm in Chrome, AOC, three letters. And I want to tell you what comes up, okay? A Wikipedia about her. Her official campaign website. AOC proposes funding to deprogram white supremacists. New York Post. Official AOC shop, so let her make some cash. Who is she on her rise to power? What planet is she on? Politico. What's really vulgar is AOC's fake outrage. AOC on Capitol riots. Members were nearly assassinated. CNN. Okay, this is the stuff I'm talking about, folks. This kind of rhetoric. Think about that for a minute, folks. She's literally saying, hey, I won't apologize for saying Ted Cruz almost had me killed. And now, blatantly, CNN peddles the Ocasio-Cortez porn. AOC on Capitol riots. Members were nearly assassinated. And guess who's got the article? CNN. Wow. Do you know how to respond to this at all, folks? This is so over the top, but we're going to go ahead and say that Donald Trump's language was inappropriate. Therefore, he needs to be what? Impeached. He needs to be removed from office, by golly. Wait a minute. He's not even there. They told you he wouldn't peacefully leave. All right. They said that he wouldn't peacefully leave. Well, they lied. He did peacefully leave. But I got a question. Does Ocasio-Cortez saying during Capitol riots, members were assassinated? Ted Cruz, you almost had me killed. None of those things are true. But if you say that, might that anger people? Right? Now, AOC says many congressional members nearly escaped death. What? Did she make up the danger? And Snopes is doubling down to back Ocasio-Cortez's lies as much as they can. Snopes even got caught lying about what she said. Or, you know, kind of trying to defend or say it's partially true and da-da-da. Only to get caught as the story of Ocasio-Cortez literally crumbles. You want to know why it crumbles? Because it's not true. Right? What do you think about this? Now, the attack on Marjorie Taylor Greene is serious. She has a heated exchange with a CNN reporter trying to defend herself. AOC on Capitol riots. What do you think about this? I don't know how to respond to this because who's going to stop? Ocasio-Cortez, she described this on Instagram Live. What happened during the Capitol riots on January 6th. But ladies and gentlemen, how would she know? She wasn't even there. How come somebody's not pushing to create accountability for whacked out Congressman AOC, huh?
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Ladies and gentlemen, why is Ocasio-Cortez not in serious trouble for her lies about the Capitol, for her inciting violence and making everything extreme as it can possibly be? Suggestion that Ted Cruz literally almost got her killed. And by saying things like, hey, members almost got assassinated. Listen to this.
Many members of the House were nearly assassinated. It's just not an exaggeration to say that at all.
What?
I had a pretty traumatizing event happen to me. And I do not know if I can even disclose the full details of that event due to security concerns. But I can tell you that I had a very close encounter where I thought I was going to die. Because there were QAnon and white supremacist sympathizers and frankly white supremacist members of Congress in that extraction point who I know and who I had felt would disclose my location. If they had any shred of integrity, any shred of integrity about their claims, their lies really, but their claims about this election, they would take off their pin and turn it in.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't even know how to respond to that rhetoric. It is as dishonest as it gets, right? She wasn't at the Capitol when it all went down. She can't make claims like that, but she did. And she is. And when called on the carpet by multiple senators and congressmen and everybody else, she doubles down. Now, I said I got to give her a little bit of credit and defend her a little bit. I'm not defending her views one bit, but I will defend her in her guts. All the Republicans cave. Meltdown, apologize, scrape and bow down and bend into the dirt and everything else whenever they get called out on something. But she doubles down and says, I will not apologize. I'm not overstating it. Members were nearly assassinated. CNN peddles the porn. CNN with the headline, AOC on Capitol riots. Members were nearly assassinated. Is that irresponsible reporting to say the least? I mean, can she even say this in good faith and yet nobody seems to be bugging her about it at all?
Many members of the House were nearly assassinated.
What? Is anybody else in the mainstream press saying this kind of stuff? No.
It's just not an exaggeration to say that at all.
It's not an exaggeration to say that at all, ladies and gentlemen. And then when she's called on the carpet for that kind of abuse and rhetoric, she doubles down. Says, I'm not going to apologize. I'm right. Now, sadly, the Republicans and conservatives, whenever they get called on the carpet for anything, they melt down, they back away, they panic. But she's turning this into a racial discussion. She's saying, hey, man, white supremacists caused all this, right? And she's literally blaming this on white supremacists and terrorists, right? I don't even know how to respond to this. Right? I mean, doesn't she literally say that it was white supremacists? She even said members of Congress are white supremacists. Listen, here's the statement again.
Many members of the House were nearly assassinated. It's just not an exaggeration to say that at all.
Wow.
I had a pretty traumatizing event happen to me.
I can't even disclose
the full details of that event due to security concerns.
Okay, we got security concerns now where she can't even tell you about her experience?
But I can tell you that I had a very close encounter where I thought I was going to die. Because there were QAnon and white supremacist sympathizers and frankly white supremacist members of Congress in that extraction point who I know and who—
All right, so white supremacist members of Congress. Okay. Now, I don't know if you know this, but along with that agenda from Ocasio-Cortez, where no one's speaking out about this, is she inciting violence, though? In my opinion, to blame innocent people like she's doing and to ratchet up the rhetoric to where you guys tried to assassinate people and you guys, ladies and gentlemen, is there anybody out of the 200 people supposedly that have been arrested over this? So out of literally hundreds of thousands, 200 people did wrong, went into the Capitol. How many of them really committed violence and or destroyed property? I don't know. But nevertheless, are there allegations of they tried to assassinate a bunch of people? And how many people, even if there were a few people that threatened somebody's life, did they do so more than Maxine Waters threatened? Maxine Waters commits sedition, calls for violence against the Trump administration. How about more than unhinged Chuck Schumer threatening the Supreme Court justices? How about more so than when Kamala Harris joked about killing President Donald Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and Jeff Sessions? How about BLM marching in D.C., threatened to burn down Washington? And AOC says, I won't apologize for saying that Ted Cruz almost had me killed, almost had me murdered. And now she's saying, you know, talking about assassination, then she links it to white supremacy. Well, now they're attacking Tom Brady on a similar idea. Listen up. Tom Brady's accomplishment, by the way, has earned him the title of the greatest quarterback of all time. But now he's called racist for winning the Super Bowl during Black History Month. I kid you not. So poor Tom can't even play football in peace. Can't even deliver the best performance in football he can. His seventh what win? When we should be going, you know what? What a wonderful American hero. Good for him. Hard work pays off. Da 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 da. What a nice gentleman, etc. No, what we're gonna say is, hey, he's a white supremacist. He's a racist because he won the Super Bowl, by golly, during Black History Month. How dare you, Tom? What on earth are we going to? Right? I don't even know how to respond to a lot of this. But now a Utah school backtracks on Black History Month. Yeah, I guess a nearly all-white school in Utah allowed parents to opt out of the lessons relating to Black History Month. Okay? And now they're saying you can't do that. Okay? A mostly white, they say, elementary school in Utah drew furious backlash after allowing parents to opt out of Black History Month lessons. As a result, they say, the Montessori Academy has backtracked on its decision. Reports USA Today, the controversy began last week when the school's director, what happened was parents complained about the curriculum. All right, they talked about Japanese internment camps, they talked about Black history, they talked about, and a lot of parents were not comfortable with the way that it was being taught. Anyway, a lot of parents said, we want to pull our kids out. So they reluctantly allowed the kids to opt out based on the parents' requests. Well, now they got a bunch of backlash. Now the school reverses the decision. Yeah. Headline says, school backtracks on Black History Month move. Nearly all white school in Utah allows parents to opt out of the lessons. Now, here's the problem with the government schools. Are you allowed to opt out as a parent? Well, the debate rages on. Not during Black History Month, you're not, ladies and gentlemen. And this is why I really plead with people to get their kids out of the government schools immediately. So Ocasio-Cortez, literally promoting race card, black supremacists. I'm sorry, white supremacists did all this. Almost assassinated, killed everybody. Now poor Tom Brady can't even play football without being a racist because he dared to win Super Bowl during Black History Month. And now a school in Utah backtracks on Black History Month, nearly all white school. So they're going to, you know, play the nearly all white card and play games. And it's not that the parents have a problem with the way it's being taught. It's that parents are white supremacists, don't you know? They're racists. They shouldn't be taking their kids out. The school reluctantly went along and that was a mistake, and now the school's reversing their action. Rather than discussing why did the parents want their children taken out, well, because of the way they deal with Black History Month. You know, white kids have to wear a collar to learn what it's like to be a slave, or and so on. White kids have to, you know, affirm a document saying I'm a racist and I've got white privilege and I can't help it, and I'm going to disavow white privilege or whatever. It's the way that it's being taught that the parents have a problem with. It's not that the parents are racist at all. While that's going on, the final story of the hour, new jobless numbers suggest progress towards recovery has stalled. $15 minimum wage could cost 1.4 million jobs. Those are the two final headlines. Well, I got one more, I guess, just to toss in racism. Award show says Wallen is now ineligible. The NAACP wants to speak to the country star about his views regarding the racial slur. There you go. So I'm not defending what this country star said, but I am defending his right to say it. Folks, Morgan Wallen. Everybody's getting attacked one at a time. Okay, this is a serious problem. The NAACP wants to talk to him. Well, I want to talk to the NAACP on the air. Are they going to talk to me? Huh. What a sad tale to tell, I can tell you that now. The poor country star. Now, I'm not... He was drinking, and he certainly didn't say the right things. But do we melt him down and ruin his life? Or do we just let AOC continue with their lies? But Morgan Wallen's got to be completely shut down from life 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, the double standard is off the charts. God save the Republic. LovingLiberty.net.